today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Trumas. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So we're going to be talking about Gidulei Truma. We learned the halacha is, we've already learned that if you take Truma and you plant it in the ground, the stuff that grows, strictly speaking, is not Truma. However, Midrabanan, we made a din that it has a status of Truma. So Gidulei Truma, Truma. That which it grows from Truma is Truma, but our Mishnah adds a new detail, and that is Gidulei Gidulin Chulin. The growth that comes from that growth, meaning if you planted Truma seeds and something grew, and then you took the seeds of that which grew and you replanted those and something grew, so then the produce that grows from that is going to be Chulin, and therefore it's certainly regular Chulin food, and you're allowed to eat it normally, even if you're not a Kohen, as long as you take regular Trumas and Maestros from it. Now, the Mishnah tells us, Aval HaTevel, but if someone planted Tevel, meaning up until now we've been talking about if you planted Truma, whether the growth from that has the status of Truma. But what if you plant Tevel, Umaisa Rishon, or you plant Maisa Rishon, meaning Maisa Rishon that the Truma's Maisa was not taken from, if it was just regular Maisa Rishon, as far as ritual law is concerned, has a din of Chulin. But the point is that Maisa Rishon that you didn't take Truma from is sort of like a Tevel, or you plant svichim of Shemitah. Svichim are aftergrowth, the plants that grew on their own during Shemitah from seeds that fell during the when you were harvesting in the sixth year. So some seeds fell to the ground and that caused them to become inadvertently planted in the ground and they grew during Shemitah. So svichim are allowed to be eaten midaraisa, but midarabanan they're asr. So the Mishnah tells us that if someone planted svichim, they'd be mutter even midar, the growth from them would be mutter even midrabanan, because svichin is a pretty rare thing. It doesn't happen that much, and the issur of svichin is only once every 7 years, so it's rare on that level. So in general, milsal shchicha lo gazur birabanan, when you have something that is not all that common, the rabanan were not gozer. Utruma chutzlaretz, or if you have truma that grew outside of Eretz Yisrael, where the halacha is midaraisa, the chiyuv of truma semaisus is only inside of Eretz Yisrael, but midrabanan it includes Aram Tzova and Mitzrayim and Bavel. So if a person were to plant truma that was separated from the produce that grew in those areas, in those areas around Eretz Yisrael, but not in Eretz Yisrael, then the growth would be mutter even midrabanan, because truma is not so common in those places, because most of the people that live there aren't Jewish. So the only and the rabbanan only goes there on the milsa teshchicha, not on the milsa delo shchicha. The hameduma, and that which is meduma, which is trumas and which is truma and chulin that are mixed in with each other. That's also not going to be included in the isra of the kidulin, because it's mostly chulin. Vabikurim or bikurim, and all of these bikurim are the first fruits that ripen from the zayin minim shem shtabach ben eretz Yisrael, and they have the same kedusha as truma. So once they're brought to the Beis HaMikdash, they're given to a Kohen, and the Kohen has to eat them in Yerushalayim. But the Bartanur explains they were not gozer. This iser this din that the growth is going to have the same status as the seeds, because bikurim are only limited to the Zayin Minim. So it's a much more limited kind of thing. So it's like a milsa lo shchicha. It's not that it's lo shchicha. I mean, we do have plenty of wheat and pomegranates and things like that, but it's a much less common thing, and therefore it's not included in the Gezeira. So in all those cases, Gidulei and Chulin, the growths that come from planting those things are going to be Chulin. They're not going to be, the Rabbanan never imposed their din that when you plant Truma, the din that when you plant Truma, the growth is Truma. They didn't impose it on these items because they're either Lo Shchiach or they're made up of a majority of Chulin. Like let's say, for example, Maisa Rishon Shalom Itla Trumaso is a majority Chulin, because Maisa Rishon really has a din like chulin. It's just the chumas meiser that doesn't, which is a very tiny portion of it. Gidulei hegdish and meiser sheni chulin. Not only that, the gidulin of hegdish or meiser sheni also have the status of chulin. However, you're supposed to still be poda them. But upoda osam bizman zaram. When you're poda them for the volume that they were at the time that you planted them. So if you took one sa'ah of hegdish or meiser sheni and you planted it in the ground and it produced 10 sa'ah, so all 10 sa'ah are chulin, and when you pod it for for the price of one sa'ah. Mishnah, so Mishnah tells us that there's a chiluk, and there's a chiluk that's going to carry us through the next few Mishnahs between davar shezaru kala and davar she'in zaru kala. There are certain things that when you plant in the ground, the seed just disintegrates in the ground, and then there are certain things that when you plant in the ground, that which you plant in the ground remains and it just expands. So the Mishnah makes a distinction between those two types of things. Me'il legina shel truma va'achar shel chulin. Let's say you have 100 rows of truma and one row of chulin planted in a field, but you can't identify which row is the chulin row. So, but it's outnumbered by the truma 100 to 1. Kulan mitarim b'davar shezaru kala. If it's a davar shezaru kala, if it's something where the seed decomposes in the ground, they're all going to be mutter. Once the seed decays, it's there's no part of the original truma that was originally planted that's still there. So the chacham were makil on this gezerah that they generally had, that kiduli truma are truma. They said no, kiduli truma are only truma when it's exclusively truma. But if there's some chulin mixed in there, then kiduli truma are not truma. But that's only when it's zarukala. Aval b'davar she'ein zarukala. But if it's something that the seed does not decompose, that the seed is still there, then even if the ratios were reversed, afilu meya shel chulin v'achas shel truma, even if it was 100 to 1 ratio of chulin to truma, kulan asurin, all the rows are going to be asur for anyone who's not a kohen. They're all going to have the status of truma because the original truma is still there somewhere in the mixture. So to review what we did today in Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet, we learned that even though gidule truma is truma, there are gidule gidulin is not truma, and the gidulin of tevel and ma'aser rishon shelonit l'trumaso and shavias and trumas chutz laaretz and meduma and bikurim are all chulin, meaning they did not extend this gazera that the growth from planting the item has the same din as the item when it came to anything but truma. In fact, Kidule Hagdish and Maisa Sheni are also going to be chulin, although in those cases it will still require a pidyon at the price of what it was at the time that you planted it. And then Mishnah Hay taught us that there's a big chilik between those things that are zaru kala and those things that are not zaru kala. If you have an item whose seed disintegrates in the ground, then even if you have a 100 to 1 ratio of truma to chulin, you could treat all the growths as chulin. But if you have something that's ein zaru kala, like an onion or something, where the bulb is put in the ground and it stays that way, so then even if you have a 100 to 1 ratio in the other direction of chulin to truma, the whole thing is going to be aser. Okay, Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Vav.